right direction. And they've set up the academy now, got a lot of good youngsters coming through. So yeah, it's really kind of moving towards the future. I mean, we had Tara Loy play for us in the group game, who was our mascot about when I played in it about 5 years ago. So not only did I feel old, but it also was quite special that to see those girls come through and be part of the squad as well is really fantastic.
Lauren, well, congratulations on a great achievement over the weekend. Picked at the post at the last minute, but a brilliant, brilliant result nonetheless to have got to that stage. So there we go. Lauren Turner, looking forward to finally growing up. Don't rush into that. You've got the rest of your life for that.
Breakfast with Joe Hayward, BBC Radio Leicester.
We've been talking a lot about schools today and the subjects that are taught and whether or not arts should be taught more or less, a big debate. But how would you feel about helping schools, your local school perhaps, to become more effective? That's the job of a school governor, and on a volunteer basis, they act as, I suppose, a critical friend and play a very important part in raising school standards. The independent charity Governors for Schools is launching an appeal to recruit 5,000 volunteers to support the education system this year. Louise Cooper is chief executive of that charity. Morning, Louise. Hello, Louise. Morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Thanks, Louise.
It's brilliant.
5,000 people, that's an awful lot of people to try and get on board. Why aren't there enough people being school governors at the moment, do you think?
Yes, well, there are over 20,000 schools across the country, and every school needs some form of governing body. We see strong demand right across the country for our services, because we connect skilled and committed volunteers with schools who need governors. And we're certainly seeing lots of schools who just can't get the volunteers that they need.
Is there a misconception, perhaps, about what being a governor involves?
Yeah, I think in the general public there is a lack of awareness, and what we want to do is put it out there that it's a role that is satisfying, that you can learn from and get involved in your local community and really make a difference.
And on a practical level, what sort of tasks do governors have to do? I think we all see their names on maybe letters that come home from school, but not exactly know what they do.
Yeah, that's a fair point. So governors have three main responsibilities. They're setting the strategy and ethos for the school. They are looking at the educational performance, the outcomes that the children achieve, and also looking at the financial performance and making sure the money is well spent. But they're doing this as a governor team across a governing body, and they are supporting and challenging the head teacher and their senior team.
That sounds quite demanding, and it also sounds like you might need perhaps a background in some form of business or management. Is that the case?
So it is a responsibility, absolutely, but the majority of our volunteer governors come with a professional skill that they are offering to the school. So be it financial and accountancy background or legal, HR, marketing and communications. Each of those governors brings that professional skill and can ask the strategic and objective questions to help the school be as effective as possible.
That sounds, though, that might exclude quite a number of people who may be interested, who perhaps aren't in business or are maybe retired, something like that. Is that not an issue if you're looking for quite specialist skills there?
I wouldn't say it's specialist, to be honest. So absolutely, a person might be in their kind of mid-career, they might be in their 40s, they might be approaching retirement or having a portfolio career. It's about the principles of how you run an organisation effectively and whether you're bringing in a particular specialist skill or whether you just know how to run things. That's what we're looking for.
I wonder that the fact there's maybe a shortage hints that people simply don't have time or inclination to take on extra volunteering. You know, is that a problem in your mind?
So people are very busy these days with the, you know, advent of the internet, social media, busy family work life. It is difficult, and we're increasingly have to be very compelling in our message. To persuade people to become governors and to get involved in their local community. But I think it is worth it. There are huge benefits from a sort of satisfaction perspective, but also a learning and really kind of honing your skills in a boardroom environment, which can actually feed back into your professional life.
And what happens if you can't find enough governors for school? What could the knock-on and the impact be of that?
So if you look at a particular school, and let's say they're supposed to have 10 governors, and you know maybe they're running with a few vacancies and they've only got five, over time, obviously, there's fewer governors are having to take up more work. They then potentially get very stretched and can't make the decisions as effectively if they want to. And that really, in the long run, is not good for the school. So we're really looking for people to fill these gaps and to have an effective governing body with the right skills around the table.
OK, Louise, thank you. That's Louise Cooper, Chief Executive of Governors for Schools. Well, if that tickles your fancy, maybe you have something to offer. Excuse me, you can find out a little bit more via a website, which is governorsforschools.org.uk. They've got some big recruitments events in Birmingham on the 1st of February and in Manchester on the 6th. But if you head to the website, you can have a look. And it might be that your local school, one that's sort of just down the road from you, might be very sort of happy to have you on board. I know that friends of mine who are school governors get an awful lot out of it and can actually see the rewards of their efforts as well, which is very encouraging when it's such an important role. You're listening to Breakfast on BBC Radio Leicester. Stand by. In a moment's time, you'll hear from two stars of the small screen who are putting their considerable efforts and talents into making us laugh about the menopause. Because let's face it, if you've been through it, if you're going through it, or one day you might go through it, sometimes laughter is the best remedy dealing with some of the symptoms. You'll hear from them in a few moments' time. It's 9:15. Andy has the latest headlines.
A 60-year-old man from Wigston who stabbed another man, leaving him with severe brain injuries, has been jailed for 17 years. A man's been charged following three arson attacks in Humberston at the weekend, and creative arts subjects being cut back in many schools in England.
The weather today, dry and fine today, particularly this morning, lots of sunshine around. It will cloud over, though, a little bit later on. It's going to be breezy, too. It's been breezy all week. That will continue. And the temperature's hovering around 6 degrees Celsius, which is 43 in Fahrenheit. Sally has the latest travel news.
In Leicester, an accident on Aylston Road just by the Tigers Ground is causing hold-ups. There's delays building back past Royal Dykes Road and through the Freeman's Common area. Just one lane is open there at the moment. There's some long queues in Melton Mowbray, slow from Wilton Road in the centre of the town towards a set of temporary lights in use on the A607 Leicester Road. Telecoms works are taking place there between Dolby Road and the Amble Sideway Island. Traffic also very slow heading towards the Down. It's very busy still on the M1 around those